Hey, welcome to Pedicure with Hazel B. I'm your host, Hazel B. Today, our topic is communication. Communication is one of those things that you can't go without it. We have nonverbal communication, verbal communication. We have action communication. And the thing that I really want to touch bases on is one thing that I was kind of listening to a little bit where they were kind of talking about, not every conversation is meant for you. You know, sometimes people will invoke a conversation and they want to talk to you, and they want to talk to you about stuff that maybe you're not quite interested in, or maybe you really shouldn't be weighing in on. And so I think the three questions we really want to focus on answering is, will my voice be actually valued? Like, what the things that I'm going to share, is that going to be, are you going to actually listen to me? I mean, because why should I waste my breath trying to talk to you and discuss, you know, or provide my opinion regarding the topic? You know, the second thing is it all something that I've already heard? You know, is it something that I'm just going to be repeating? You know, if not, it's not really necessary. If people already understand that they've gotten that message, and is it important for me to just constantly reshare? How many times can you say you stubbed your toe? You know, those simple things. But you also got to think about, is it in alignment with the direction you're headed in your life? You know, sometimes you can be dragged into a conversation and maybe you're on an enlightened path where, you know, maybe you don't want to talk about those old things that you used to do, or talk about things that are really not relevant to where you are in this phase of your life. And that's important to really understand, like, not every conversation is going to be for you, and it's okay to excuse yourself out of those. I know I've been guilty of being in a few conversations where maybe I should have stepped away, maybe I shouldn't have provided my opinion. And when I look back, I realize how hurtful some of those conversations could have been. And I think with maturity over time, I've learned how to separate myself from spaces where communication is probably not the best. Sometimes you can you just like feel the energy. Sometimes the energy is not the greatest. And I think the best thing, or the most sophisticated thing that a person can do, the most mature thing that a person can do, is to excuse themselves or just say, hey, you know what? I don't believe this conversation is for me. You know, I really don't have anything to weigh in on. It's not important for me to share my thoughts and or opinions, because sometimes we can constantly beat a dead horse and we'll get nowhere. But when we really think about, like, can what I say matter? Is it in line with the direction I'm headed in my life? And if this is something that I'm passionate about and I want to be vocal about, use your voice. A lot of times, you know, you can have these indoor conversations where you really should be heard. And when you're heard, it's like, wow, you know, you're stopping traffic. Those are those conversations that you really need to think about using your voice, ensuring that you're able to communicate how you feel in a very productive manner. Sometimes we constantly are talking about the same issues over and over and over again in so many ways, and it's like, it can be pointless. So I want to save my air and utilize it for things that I feel are going to truly matter. Sometimes we just got to get things out, and that's important to remember as well. And so, like I said, I always have to think back, is my voice going to really be valued? Like, are you really listening to me? Or do you just want to waste some time and just kind of hear me? Sometimes you also really got to focus on, is it aligning with the direction you're headed in your life, the stage of your life? because the 20-year-old me is not going to necessarily agree with the 35-year-old me, who isn't going to necessarily agree with, I won't go there, because I think I've kind of shared a little bit too much about my age. But I think maybe it's important for us to really focus on those areas. I don't want to repeat myself, but we also have to just remember it's really important to share your voice when you feel like you have something to share that needs to be heard in the direction you're headed in. You also have to remember that your voice is valuable. Your voice can speak life and death into a lot of different situations. Your voice is going to be your motivator, your body language, your communication style, your conversation, however you choose to conversate, will be the space that will motivate you, that will get you to that next level. And it's important for you to understand those concepts. And I am really working really hard on just getting myself in a space where I can be resourceful to my community, be in spaces where I can do some great things in life. And a part of doing those great things, I have to think about what are the challenges that I'm going to challenge myself on, what weaknesses am I going to work on. And a part of that is ensuring that communication is effective, it's important, and that I'm doing well in those spaces. If you ever need a consult or anything, feel free to look me up on my website. It's www.camelconsultingllc.com. That is my brand. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, or even follow this channel, Spotify. You can find me under Pedicures with Hazel B. You can also send an email at contacts@camelconsultingllc.com. I am open for various speaking engagements. I think it's important for us to really think about some of the topics that we're talking about. And I think communication is one of those important topics. So we should really value that and really think about the direction that we can head in. So until next time, thank you for spending a few minutes with me. I hope that you were able to receive some information.